Did your dad tell you much about your mom?
No, he didn't. Just a few things through, you know, I learned more about her when I got married because my husband would sit and play, they'd play cards at the kitchen table in the evening when he'd come and stop by. And they'd get to talking, my husband would ask him questions and different things would come up about her. Like, I remember him telling him, you know, and I'd be working in the kitchen and they'd be playing cards and talking. And I remember hearing him tell my husband about what a good trapper she was, because my husband went trapping and he'd trap for mink and otter and marten. Mm-hmm. And my dad would tell my husband what a good hunter she was and her trapping that she would do and then her fishing, you know, she'd mm-hmm. go out in the boat and row in front of town and troll for wow. salmon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and then we had something at home that belonged to her that was it was a long black braid about I don't know how many inches that is, but it was a braid of her hair. And oh, wow. And we had that, and my dad had it on top of a cabinet, and I remember climbing up there somehow and getting that and looking at it. And then I was worried my dad was going to come home and find me snooping around, so I put it right back up there. But there was another time, and I loved being around the elders. Marge, her mother was alive. When she was alive, she had asked us to come. Well, Marge invited me along when she was going to meet with these ladies down the A&B Hall, the old A&B Hall that burnt down in, I don't know, it was 53 maybe. But we were down there in the hall, and there was Sadie Campus and Marge's aunt, Aunt Josie, and we all called her Aunt Josie, and some other ladies, Mrs. Lanting, Mrs. Barlow, they were all there, and they were going to sing and show, teach Marge some songs. So Marge had a tape recorder, and I think we were, you know, we were still in school. I don't think we were in high school yet. And the ladies would sing, and somebody was beating the drum, and they were singing the songs, and Marge was, I was taping them, and Marge was singing along with them and trying to learn the songs.
Were they all Kicksetti songs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they were all Kicksetti songs, but because I think there were, I know Marge's mother was there, which is she's Kicksetti, and I don't know what the other tribes were, but you know, it was at the time when there wasn't a whole lot of people, a whole lot of people in the tribes around, but most of those ladies lived down, they called it kind of Indian town as you go down Shakes Island in that area where my niece Sue lives.
Okay.
Yeah, my grandfather lived in that house. And yeah, so, but they would all get together and have their own little potlucks and eat together.
And you went
mm-hmm.
as often as you could?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be invited. Mm-hmm. In fact, I had mentioned, I was thinking about it one time and I thought, we lived right next door to Charlie Jones, Chief Shakes of, is it he, the sixth, I think.
I believe so.
Chief Jakes the sixth. I think that was the last chief. Anyway, but I used to, we lived next door to them. And Susie Jones was my mother's midwife and delivered all us kids. So when my dad would maybe be delivering his salmon, not salmon, but he'd get hooligan and smelt, and he'd go with the wheelbarrow and go door to door and sell a bag of hooligan for 25 cents. So he'd take me over to the Joneses next door, and a lot of times I'd fall asleep. They had a great big ground wood stove that they burned wood in, and I'd curl up next to that stove and fall asleep.
All warm.
Yeah. So I'd stay there until night, and then my dad would send one of my brothers over to get me and carry me home. Mm-hmm. So, and then I liked being with them. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you just felt safe.
So even though your dad was German, you were exposed quite a bit to Indian culture.
Mm-hmm. And there was older girls that lived in the house, and they had a room upstairs, and they let me come up there and watch them get ready for a dance. Or they were maybe 10 years older than me.
Was that at the Joneses' house?
Mm-hmm, that was... yeah, they had, and then later on, you know, they were in high school, and I was in grade school, and later on, I was around when they grew up and married, and, you know, but I was around them.
Do you remember their names?
May Daly and Glenn Barlow. Glenn is still living. She's, I think she's in her, close to her 90s if she isn't already 90.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Do they live here in town?
They live in town. But May has passed away. And then they had a cousin named Ginger. I didn't know her last name. And in the Pauls, they were related to Charlie Jones.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Just want to make sure that this is recording. It is.
Okay. I don't know. Did I get off of the question?
It's totally fine. These are all things that I like to learn about.
Mm-hmm.